This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday 29th, June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel today, the weather is warm with clear skies. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly. Tel Aviv enjoys mild breezes, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Haifa remains sunny with comfortable temperatures. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, Justin, Iran and the U.S. are working on a peace deal in Doha after recent strikes. Also, the Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the IDF warns Hamas is preparing for war again while the U.S. opposes a new Israeli offensive. Also this hour, Ynet reports that a border leader claims Hezbollah is rebuilding, criticizing the recent Israel-Lebanon deal. Separately, JNS highlights that Yoni Netanyahu was a hero even before the Entebbe operation, marking a significant moment in Israeli history. And finally, in reporting from Axios, shared concerns about Iran have driven recent Israel-Lebanon negotiations. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago that France, alongside Oman, plans to clear mines from the Strait of Hormuz. Raylan Givens, a regional observer, noted that CENTCOM Commander Admiral Brad Cooper met with Lebanon's president after the Israel-Lebanon agreement. Memory, a research institute, shared an analysis earlier today praising Hamas for its resilience against Israel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the peace talks, the Jerusalem Post reports that mediators have established communication channels in Doha. This comes after a tense weekend to prevent further incidents. Technical discussions are ongoing. These efforts aim to stabilize the region and prevent further escalation. Turning to the situation in Gaza, the Times of Israel indicates that Hamas is reportedly recruiting new fighters. The U.S. has expressed opposition to any new Israeli offensive. This development could impact regional stability and international diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, Ynet quotes Davidi, a leader from the Margalio Moshav, who warns that the recent Israel-Lebanon framework is insufficient. He believes Hezbollah is strengthening its capabilities. This raises concerns about future security along the border. In a historical reflection, JNS commemorates Yoni Netanyahu's legacy beyond Entebbe. He is celebrated as one of Israel's finest soldiers, with his contributions remembered as a cornerstone of national pride. Lastly, Axios reveals behind-the-scenes negotiations between Israel and Lebanon were driven by a shared fear of Iran. These talks unfolded over 4 intense days. This agreement could usher in a new chapter of cooperation between the two nations. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that Wix's rival Elementor is cutting 30% of its workforce due to the rise of AI, resulting in 10-0 layoffs. Separately, CTEC shares that U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee stated Iran is no longer influencing Israel-Lebanon negotiations. This signifies a shift in the diplomatic landscape. And finally, Ynet Business explores new ventures aiming to turn cruise ships into floating neighborhoods, with cabins ranging from affordable to luxurious. This represents a novel approach to housing solutions. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.